morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. What about you?
You know me, as always. I don't know what I am supposed to do.
Which is standing up on the buses and holding on?
I don't catch no bus no more, right? And if someone come too close to me, I make sure I go a wing away from them. Because if I go below them, when the wind blows, I might be inhaling what they are feeling. Before I make my contribution today, there's something I want to say. I went to the law court, not as a criminal, to conduct business. And the first occasion, the car park was so filled up, we had to go and park all down by that public parking area near to the restaurant fisheries. You know what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Twice. Yesterday, we decided to leave home earlier, much earlier. We got there for 7, an hour and a half before business started at the compound. While being there, I observed something. 4 vehicles came and occupied spaces. The occupant took out their personal effects, whatever it may have been in the body, and proceeded to walk away from the court building past the police station. Right? Now, clearly, there were presenting people who come to the compound to conduct business from getting apart and causing them great inconvenience, including the elderly. My suggestion to the registrar is to have some signs erected on that compound, parking for people who are conducting business at this establishment or whatever word they want to use. And there should be a law in place. If there isn't one already, there should be one. That anyone caught parking doing that thing should be heavily fined. And then I'm talking about young, able-bodied people, you know, that did that. I spoke to someone. I won't say who I spoke to, but they said they will contact the registrar. People have to stop being so selfish. That's why a lot of them coming down with diabetes and all kinds of illnesses, because you're going to Water Authority, you got to park in front of Water Authority. You're going to MTW, you got to park in front of MTW. No. You got to think about other people too. Now, I have a question for you. And I'm going to use sense deliberately, because in these cases, it's mostly boys who does these things. And I'm making an apology for that. If you had a son and you gave instructions to that son that he should be in your house at 8 o'clock, he comes in maybe at 8 o'clock the first instance, and he went to 5 past 8. Then he went to 10 past, then he got to 9 o'clock. Who should be held accountable for him breaking your rules?
How old is the son in this scenario?
Who?
How old is the son in this scenario?
It don't matter in this case.
Well, it does.
You
a big man versus somebody who is not legal age.
I know you're trying to say, John, but I you do it. Whether the son is 40, you, mm-hmm. the whole. It's yours.
Well, if he was 40 and still living at my house, I'd have to worry.
Yours.
But no, but I can't answer the because it would depend on. It would depend. Go ahead.
I can answer it for you. A lot of people have been calling this calling program and saying you shouldn't blame the government. And you can note this. I, Mr. P, blame the government for every single thing that happened as far as this COVID is concerned.
Oh.
Now, Brother DePisa, I can ask some questions, but who is to blame? Brother DePisa, Joseph Attlee, Keith Rowley, Boris Johnson, Jason Trudeau? Who was it that reduced the social distancing from 6 feet to 3 feet? Who was it that fully reopened our beaches to full capacity, including who was it that also allowed public transport to operate at full capacity, including transport boards? Who was it that refused to close our borders? Who was it that invited people from overseas, Britain, USA, and Canada, countries that are greatly affected by this virus? Who was it that have not yet made the wearing of face masks mandatory, period? Because this thing about getting government business, where you're going to build it, you're going to come out.
All right, right? No, you hang on. Just you need to bring it home now, because we do have to take a break.
That's what I'm doing. See? No, it's still learning the program, but I'm also bringing home. What are you going to bring home? Who was it that gave permission for events at the bus crawl to take place? The Barbados government, and they may not any government of the day, whether it's B or D, is responsible for its people.
And people are also responsible for themselves too, as well. So it's a joint effort, okay? Not one-sided, in my humble opinion. All right? We do have to take a break, and we go, we'll be back. Oh, we do have, okay, we have a caller on the line, 17, 18-year-old Terry Gittins, the president of the school council, Lodge School. Terry, are you there?
Yes, please.
Terry Gittins, oh, well, you can introduce your Terry Gittins, president, am I correct? President of the Students' Council, Law School?
Yes, please.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. It'd be interesting to hear now from persons in your age group, how are you managing COVID? How are your fellow students managing COVID and your online learning?
Well, in the science of online learning, it has been, I would say, going as well as they could. The teachers at my school have been adapting as much as they can to the new system in terms of how all the programs and everything are working with the Google Meets. Mm-hmm. But speaking on the behalf of my fellow students, it's been very difficult coping with the online learning platform from some students. I would say a high percentage of students, because as you would know, everybody don't learn the same. So some person may be auditory learners, some person may be kinetic learners, some person may be visual learners. So the persons that are disadvantaged because they can't have that face-to-face experience or use tools around them is, at school at least, is difficult for them. Mm-hmm. But I believe that we are trying to do as much as we can and understand that in this time it's very difficult and the government is trying its best. But in another light, it would say that we would like to know how the exam process would be, and there would be a fair process of in consideration of how we are right now in terms of not have completed the syllabus. Some SBAs haven't been even started, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know how that's going to be managed?
Yes, well, CXC released five decisions. Mm-hmm. It was sent to schools, right? Mm-hmm. And, well, to me, personally speaking, on behalf of the council at my school, option 4 seems like the best one. But as I said, as from my perspective, but as in my opinion, CSC, the government should really set up a consensus, letting the students decide what they want. Because even though the adults have the decision, it's still a perspective whereby it affects us. Mm-hmm. And as a citizen, a young citizen of Barbados, to me, currently, the rates of what's going on of COVID and the increase of the numbers has been really affecting young children. We can't socialize as much, mm-hmm. Socialize at all in some cases. Mm-hmm. And obviously, no human beings are social creatures, so that places a strain, especially on children. Mm-hmm. Maybe stressing up parents who have to deal with their children at home, mm-hmm. right? But right now, I would say, as a young citizen in Barbados, if the government could hear what I'm saying, is that I would believe right now, we need to really get control of the situation of COVID, try to be more strenuous in terms of the rules. I understand that there's no watches that trust people, but the protocol has to be one that is firm and not flexible for anyone, no matter their title. If they're Lord this, Knight this, mm-hmm. it has to be strong, because they will never improve. Most importantly, the President Joe Biden has been put into office in America. He has issued an executive order speaking about working towards the COVID vaccine. I believe Barbados should be more in touch with that. But I appreciate everything my government is doing. My Honorable Prime Minister, Mia Motley, and the rest of the members of government, especially the Minister of Tourism, Minister Cummings, Senator Cummings. Mm-hmm. They have been trying the best they can, especially Minister Boston as well. They
understand. So you find that their communicating has been reaching people in your age group? Has it been reaching you? You understand what they're trying to achieve?
Well, speaking on the basis of the general population, they have been trying, but speaking in the sense of getting young children to understand, I would say no, because the information has not, they have not been sent in a way that we could say writable, understandable to children. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like currently, there has not been any current information, especially, all right, we have exams to do, so there's never been that set on that level of communication what will be done. I mean, affirmatively about exams. Is this could happen, that could happen. People are, I would say, afraid, especially students, so they'll feel under pressure. They don't know if they're supposed to study for paper one, study for paper two, study for everything. So, yeah, that is a lot of stress, I would say, throughout the country, all schools.
So that message then is from Minister Bradshaw.
Well, I believe so. Okay. So there needs to be some form of communication to that. I mean, affirmative communication, the stance of Barbados, or where we want exams to go. Mm-hmm. Because the president of the Teachers Association, she made a comment about it shouldn't be up to CSC to make the decision. It should be up to the regional bodies to decide how they want exams to go, which is true, and I agree with that point. Even though she made the perspective of having exams next year and stopping the exam process now, I did not agree with that, but I did agree with what she said. What she said is up to the regional bodies to decide what they want to do.
Okay. And one other thing before you go, because I know that I understand you call us in between your classes. There was an incident where some children kind of entered into the classroom, the online teaching as the more or less the host presenter. And I don't know if did you see that video?
In what sense were they showing?
Well, in terms of not the teacher not having any control over the class anymore via online teaching, and they were able to put up other information apart from what the teacher put in. I'm not quite sure. I'm not the IT specialist as to how that was done. But I guess if you don't know about it, I was asking, are you having any challenges, or your teachers having any challenges with children adhering to the etiquette and the rules of online teaching? I know that you're older than some of the others, because I mean, we have primary to deal with, but in your age group, do you find what we call the class clown? You have people still doing things different, interrupting with your online sessions?
Speaking of, I can only speak for my classes. Mm-hmm. Right, first of all, in my classes, no, my fellow students have been attentive. Mm-hmm. Right, but for the rest of the school, I have not gotten any reports brought to me about students at large being disrespectful to teachers in terms of online. Some students believe that the turning on the cameras are not so unnecessary, but I would say more an effect of having the ability to choose if they want to have their cameras on. To that sense, I would agree, because for my classes, we necessarily don't have to use our cameras. Our teacher just show the screen, and we do a lot of exercise in our class. So we don't really turn on our cameras. We just leave the work straight off behind. So to mm-hmm. me, even though I understand what the government is trying to do, and my school is trying to do, and get the same effect of face-to-face, but most students do not, from what has been brought to me, don't agree with the mandatory saying that, yes, you must have your camera on. It should be a choice. Mm-hmm. But in terms of disrespect, I have not gotten any reports of students being disrespectful or class clones in class. I have not gotten any reports of that.
Okay, well, that's good. There was a video circulating of an individual who more or less got into the actual online teaching and became the presenter, which means the teacher didn't have any control on what happened on the screen. But but at least I'm glad that you guys are remaining focused. And is there any advice you want to share for children around your age having to cope in this environment, online school?
Well, my advice to my fellow students is that even though we are in a difficult time and online school might not be the best for you, if you're a kinetic learner, if you're an auditory learner, if you're a visual learner like myself, I mean, also, I'm also a kinetic learner as well. Well, however you learn, try to find the best way for you to learn, even if you have to get objects around you to relate it to class. There's also a lot of simulations and different exercises you could do on online. There's different things you could do. So, like, don't depend on the teacher to come and say, look, this is how you're going to learn. Like, just try to find the best way for you to learn. Because right now, I know for some persons, online is not the way they learn. So you just got to find the best way for you to learn. Even if you say, like, you write on this work in class, and you got one of your siblings or your parents, it can be pretty much be like a simulation of your own teacher, and they're reading back to you and you're listening. Something like that. Just try to find the best way for you to learn.
Okay. That's Terry Giddens. Thank you so much, the president of the Lodge School Students Council, president of the Lodge School Students Council. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back. This WhatsApper says, good morning, Ms. Higg. It's so refreshing to hear you this morning. Enjoying the conversation with the young people. It's so different from yesterday's program. They're saying here that they know that things are have to be corrected and on our part, and that they have a sister in Canada and the U.S., and the conversation with them there is a lot harder, and that we are blessed in Barbados. And I wouldn't bother to go on because there was some other personal things there. There are other persons there referring to the online teaching, where they're saying that it may just require for teachers to have a little bit more training when it comes to online teaching, because you are able to expel persons from entering the classrooms, mute them, unmute them, and to have greater control. So that incident that I mentioned might just have been a situation where the teacher might have needed a little bit more information as to how to handle, from a technical perspective, the online teaching. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I just want to start off this here. With every positive, there will always be a negative. There's a yin and there's a yang. All right, with a start, I am 40 years old, so I consider myself still a relatively young person. You could blame government, but at the end, it goes back down to being our brother's keeper. Yes, things does happen, and a virus could get in. We had AIDS, you had Ebola, you had all sorts of diseases, but it's up to us to protect ourselves also. I also hate when I hear mature men calling in and trying to feed the public their own ideas and their own ideologies. We heard about COVID. We hear some people saying you shouldn't wear the mask during the COVID. The government trying to do this, the government trying to do that. Now we're in a position where we could see what is really happening. You need to really sometimes sit back and really let people get information out that is really, really important to our society. We have minds out there that are very, very weak and will soak in anything that they are taught. It is always be a way of manipulating the system. Yes, we got political people with political agendas that come on this program and speak, but at any day, it is health. Health has no political agenda. Health has only equalness for people. So when people come and speak about these things and the young minds out there soaking in, I sit down many times and hear people talk about, oh, the government trying to do this, they're trying to control me. Even if it's that there, this is a health crisis. Stop feeding it to the youths of today, because most youths don't read, they don't try to get information, they just soak in whatever they hear, either from blogs, either from big people. And it is be tiring that it is just hear these people coming up on the program and trying to feed people their ideology. Let me stop that and realize that the world is in a crisis. Barbados is in a crisis. We heard about Grenada in December when their cases spiked. We never take no heed into it. And it was the same way that it happened here. Tourism or tourists got out and infect the population. We never take heed. We lay back. People don't take information seriously. And regarding the schools and the online teaching, my wife is a teacher. Let me say that first. Mm-hmm. I have two children in here, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. She's online teaching right now, my 9-year-old, in front of his tablet. My daughter's in her room. Teachers try hard. That's why I say we need to start fighting ideas and start making solutions for these ideas. It has been very hard because sometimes you got students that don't be attentive. You got students that parents got to work. But still it comes down to discipline. You sit down and you tell your child, but when you leave home, you know these things. When you leave home, you ain't know what's happening behind your back. There are many times I sit down and hear my wife tell children many things. When I need to pay attention, come on, class, come get into this. We are in a different time. We need to adapt.
Here's the thing. Go ahead.
And my son is 6. So this year now will advance him even further.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets older, that he will know technology. My 10-year-old daughter, she will know technology before you enter secondary school. You understand? So it is goodness to it. And it could be bad because everybody can't afford technology.
How is your wife coping, though, having to be a teacher and still having to oversee the other two children at home with their classes?
It does be challenging. But I am home right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it that way. So I assist with my 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. My 9-year-old does her thing herself. She will still run to her mother to get certain things done with the classroom, with the Google Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you something. My wife sits down in one chair from 9 o'clock to nighttime doing work.
Wow.
Prepping. So people don't see this, but we just fight. You know, the simplest things. People just fight it that don't know it. And then teachers ain't going to really come and speak out. I can speak out for my wife. I can speak out for teachers. They are good and they are bad. As we say, there's a positive and there's a negative. You have teachers out there that are going all out. I mean, you got disruptive children. Like how you say the incident that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, it has hurt me to see that when people try something good, people want to turn it into a negative, a political statement. You know, it is really thing because we're in a crisis. Do we work together and get it and just ease through it? I don't want another lockdown.
I think if I may, and, you know, my opinion, I give it sometimes. Sometimes I don't because the show is not about me. It's about the callers. And from time to time, you will weigh in. I think it's really, really sad, borderline pathetic, really, that people can take a virus, something so serious, and bring politics into it. I think that individuals who, every time you find a solution to a problem, or at least you're trying, they come and they find a problem to the solution. I think that those individuals are so sad and so in a really low place mentally that they feel the need to come and bring people down to their level because misery loves company. There is a difference between people bringing their views and have genuine concerns. That is different to people who just want to pull down. And when you ask them, how would you manage it? What are your thoughts? Because you've just thrown that one side. You know what I'm going to tell you? Man, I really think about that, yeah. So they don't have anything to bring to the table. However, we do have to allow them a certain amount of time to speak.
Yeah, because my wife also asked, one time my wife was having a conversation, and he said, well, Rodney, that is the problem. When you got a problem, then you got to ask yourself, what's the solution? You see, that's the thing. We need to evolve our minds. And when you say that this program is for young people, I would like more young people to actually get it. I only start really listening to Brass Tacks during the first lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I used to listen, but you know, you ain't got nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I get information from Brass Tacks. You understand? You get little laughs, you get little jokes, you get little information.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting up on this program, listening to this program, there are people that just come to tear down. I don't even try to build up. I hear a man last week say that he don't want to put on his mask to show his face for a camera. But if you have to go in the embassy, there's the thing. I just think outside the box. When we go places that these things are rules, we do them comfortably. But when you feel that it is getting in your privacy, there's nothing wrong in pulling on your mask. There's nothing wrong in wearing your mask. I don't feel comfortable wearing a mask neither, but I have to do it. I got to protect my wife. I got to protect my two children. You cannot put people you love, you can't say you love someone and still put them in immediate danger because of your self-consciousness or your lack of respect for authority.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop this. This is Barb. This is 2021. I am young. I love listening to people. And I never learned with a young person yet in my life. You learn from experience. You don't drink young rum. You drink mature rum. You drink mature alcohol. You go and get advice from mature people. But these mature people's now got their own ideas and locking up on these young minds of youth. My daughter just listened. My daughter is, as I told you, my daughter is 9, and she listens to CNN. My daughter heard it from, never met him before. But she sitting on a watch CNN, and she said, Trump is a bad person. How she will know Trump from the news? She don't know him personally. So this is what we need to do. Let information get out there. You're going to got your rights. You're going to got your own views. But don't push it upon a person that it soaks into them and it becomes their religion. That is what we need to stop. And let me build Barbados, get back COVID panting. It is real. It is real devastating. It's play upon your mind. It is play upon everything you do. And
can I read this WhatsApp to you? It was sent before, but it still pertains a lot. The person here says, the fear-mongering by people with a media error is causing anxiety and stress, the two of which impair the immune system. This person is saying it can actually make you sick. Just being distressful can actually lower your immune system. They said the constant overflow of information to non-scientific persons can only lead to chaos in their lives. We have put a government in place to govern. Let them govern and let us support them with prayer and following the rules and regulations as we go about our lives. And that is true. What you're saying, you know, all these negative things, it's uncalled for. And if you have to sit here in this chair or even as a caller, and you make a comment in favor of a government, whether it's this one or if you were sitting in chair before, then you're accused of all kind of things. But I sit here without fear or favor. I really don't. Doesn't matter. You give your opinion. I don't think that the government did everything right. I don't think there's any government in the world that does everything right. In particular, okay, for a pandemic, nobody had any experience with this.
Okay.
So, yes, they had missteps. What I am looking at right now, and this is why I wanted to flip the script a little bit. Bajans, call me and tell me what can you do or what are you doing to make sure that you can reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Right.
Do not wait. If you are angry at government, don't wait on them then. Government does not come into your home and tell you what time your child got to do homework. They don't tell you what time you got to eat, what clothes you go wear, so on and so forth. Why is it that you think that you need to hear or for them to mandate that you need to wear a mask and you need to be home at 6? I'm saying that there's some people who don't listen, and the rules are normally for those who like to break rules. But there are those of us, and I know you're listening, we dropped our guard. Let us be clear and let us be fair. We dropped our guard. If you knew that the government, in your opinion, or whatever happened, and tourists were jumping walls and so on, if I knew that, and we heard, then do you wait until the government does something, or do you not protect yourself, your family?
Ms. Hare, I had this conversation already. I said, I know people won't protect their job. If I was working at a hotel, and I saw someone doing something that was going to endanger the public, yes, you might think about your job. But if somebody condemn you for doing the right thing and you got let go from what you do, I know there will be someone out there that will tell that body you are definitely wrong. We cannot be, government is a body. But in there, they're individual people. When you speak to a government agency, we just say, oh, these people ain't this that's working government. No, it is a person that's dealing with another person. We like to put a heading, but we don't like to deal with the underlining, the each line. We are the people, the government are the people. Like we say, the church is a building. The body are the people. So we need to really realize that when we come and say government, if government should not be able to have to come here and mandate that you wear your mask, sanitize. They should not be, they don't want us to be saying, well, oh, this is a downright order.